Someone asked me a while back, what if you die, you find out that all this Christian stuff was never real? I said, well, first of all, I know it's real because I've had too many blessings and experiences along the way to know that it's not real. But if I did die and I found out that it wasn't real, I've lost nothing because I've had a fantastic life, blessed beyond measure because of belief that God was working in my life through his salvation gift. But if you die, you don't have a salvation gift, whether it's real or not, you lost everything because you spent your life in uncertainty and you found out that either his salvation is real and you lost out, or you missed a blessed life by not following the Christian principles that God has set forth. But it's real. He is real. I can't make you believe that he's real. You need to experience him for yourself. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now so that you might have the certainty of his salvation. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So if you'll pray this prayer, you can receive his salvation gift. If you've never received him as Lord and Savior, this is your day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I'm praying for the reality of your salvation to just fill and overflow my life. Provide to me the benefits and blessings of knowing my sins have been forgiven and that I have access to you to receive all that you have for me in the future. So therefore, as your child, I yield myself to you, trusting that you're going to work in and through my life and allow your benefits and blessings to flow out from my life into other lives as well, because I know you have a purpose for me that I am not fulfilling now because I'm outside of your mercy and your grace. But I thank you for the opportunity to make things right with you, and I'm surrendering myself to you, coming just as I am and receiving your great salvation gift. And I thank you for it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, God has done just that. And I have some material I'm going to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. It's 3 minutes past 7. I'll be here till 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as we get that information from you, we'll send that material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Time is moving on. Hopefully you've given your life to Christ. And so therefore, you are on the inside of his blessings. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. And they're going to, along with Dorothea Doty Sampson, and they invite you to bless the Lord because he's worthy of all our praise.
Something. soul and oh, oh, I'm an endless demon.
It's 11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. Okay, 12 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Let me go back and tell you, review some of the music that we played. We heard Tim Bowman Jr. with Your Love, Ricky Dillard and New G with Best Days, Bishop William Murphy III with Your Love, followed by Bishop William Murphy III and Tasha Cobbs with I Have Found. Actually, that was reversed. I Have Found came first, and then we played Your Love. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton were next with Come As You Are. Pray that you have come to the Lord, and if so, please give me a call so I can send you that material, help you know what to do now that you're giving your life to Him. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we concluded the set with Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, along with Doresa Doty Sampson and Bless the Lord. Okay, William McDowell, Israel Houghton, teaming up here on Sounds of Praise from the album Sounds of Revival Part 2. This is In Your Presence here on Sounds of Praise.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I don't want the power of this moment to pass you. I don't want the power of this moment to pass you. I know I talk a lot, but I gotta tell you this. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus was in his hometown. And the Bible says that every time he went to meet one need, another need came to him. And we use phrases like, while he was still ministering to this person, or as he was talking to this person, there were so many people who needed him in that moment. And a man came up and said, Jesus, my daughter has died. His name was Jairus. And he came up and said, my daughter has died. So Jesus said, I will come and heal her. So Jesus is now on his way from one place to another place to meet someone else's need. When the Bible says that a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years thought to herself, this is my moment. Nothing else had worked. And she didn't have enough time to talk to him because he was on his way somewhere else. So she just reached up and grabbed the hem of his garment. And when she touched him, he said, who touched me? But there were so many people around. The disciples said, Jesus, it could have been anybody. But then he said, no, because I felt virtue flow out of me. Somebody touched me in a deep place. Because somebody had a need unspoken. I want you to know tonight that when Jesus shows up for one, he shows up for all. So he might be going to meet somebody else's need. But even though your need is unspoken, all you have to do is reach up and grab.
Yeah.
William McDowell is Israel Houghton here on Sounds of Praise and In Your Presence. 7:25 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're a little bit late, but we're going to get right into our When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir, and Ask What You Will here on Sounds of Praise as we enter into the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry.
What you will of the Savior, and it will not be in vain. You can call him when you need his assistance, and he will hear you. When you call on his name, all you've got to do is ask,
just ask
what you will,
what you will
of the same. Together.
Oh,
It's 7:38 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. We're going to do just that. We're going to call on the name of the Lord. We're praying for the Swihart and the Korea families. They've both lost loved ones. Praying that God's going to minister in their behalf during this painful time. We're praying for for God's touch on her body. Looking for God's touch on her body. And actually, I should pray for myself as well. I haven't been feeling so well for a period of time, but praying that God's going to touch my body as well. And then there's Michelle of Medford, that God would touch her eye condition. She's facing a procedure in the very near future. Also, God would deliver her from smoking and other physical conditions. Then we're praying for V. He asks us to pray for God's blessing on his finances. V asking us to pray for God's blessing on his finances. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, thanking and praising you that we have somewhere that we can go, someone to whom we can turn. You're never too busy. You're never too involved. You never have a situation that we will bring to you that is greater than your ability to handle. So we come confidently. We come boldly. We come trusting in you. Our faith in you is centered. And so therefore, it's knowing that you're going to work in our behalf and do great and mighty things in the lives of your people. Remember the Swihart and the Korea families. They both those families have lost loved ones this past week. Praying, oh Lord, that you would minister powerfully in their behalf. Give them your grace. Give them your strength. Give them your mercy. Give them your love. Strengthen them to overcome all the hurt, all the sorrow, all the various situations that they are going to be confronted with now that their loved one has passed off the scene. Pray, oh God, that you would minister mightily in their behalf. May they recognize the need to surrender themselves to you and to your control, and you might work powerfully in their behalf, giving them the victory, the deliverance, the blessing that you alone can give. And all these tragedies, all these losses, may great and wonderful things take place, because you're the God who said you're able to turn all things together for good to those who love you, to those who are called according to your purpose. We pray that every answer to the call that you have purposed for them is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And asking, you know, Lord, for your touch upon E's body, and also Michelle of Medford for her eye condition, smoking, and other physical conditions, and asking you, Lord, touch my body as well, because we know that by your stripes we can attain our healing. So, Father, we bring these situations before you. Nothing that you are unaware of, nothing that you can't handle. And so therefore, Lord, we're trusting you. We're placing our faith, our confidence in you, looking to you to work powerfully in the behalf of your people. And may each individual situation, Lord, receive the healing, the blessing, the strength that you alone can give. In all these situations, may we learn the things you would have us to learn, so in turn that we might be a benefit and blessing to others, so that they might be able to prosper and be blessed through our lives and through our testimonies and through the abilities you pour out upon us and work through us, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for thee, we're looking for your blessing upon his finances, Lord. We pray you would minister powerful in his behalf. You're the keeper of all good things, and there is nothing too hard for you. And so therefore, Lord, we pray you would grant unto him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding how to handle the finances he's already had. And may, if it's to be your will, to open new doors and opportunities of financial blessing in his behalf. And may he recognize that they've come from your hand, and that your blessing has been upon him, that he might use these resources, Lord, to bring glory, honor, and praise to your name. Blessing into other lives is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. And for your praise and for your glory, and let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen. 7:43 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, March the 3rd, 2019. Edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, and we are featuring new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. And want to inform you, if you aren't aware, If you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And as soon as we get your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring that information to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. Excuse me. That phone number again is 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you immediately. Then I'll bring you to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 744 here on Sounds of Praise. Heather Headley coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And this is the power of the cross.
Yeah. the cross.
It's 7:52 here on Sounds of Praise. In the background, we have Kim Person and the title song of the album, Speak Life. This is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying hopefully you enjoyed the program today. I got right back in the swing of things after missing 2 weeks. And I plan to be back here next Sunday with more new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.
Out of all the things you go through, out of all the tears you cry, God's word will return void. But to what is said, you can
speak life to your destiny.
Troubles
you can.
Can live again.
Don't
If you believe it, why don't you begin to worship him?
Pesach.
Welcome to Brutal Brunch with your hosts Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
Those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
What the prime time, bitch!